Netherlands silver. With this update on the 2018 Olympics, I'm Lance Meadow, Westwood One Sports.
When you run a growing business, you wear a lot of hats. The I ordered it hat, the Mr. Fix-It hat, the it's taken care of because I handled it yesterday hat. My favorite hat? My I received an order from Granger hat. I look my best in that one. Granger's got the products I need and gets me them when I need them, no matter what hat I'm wearing that day. You know what? I love Granger. You know why? Because Granger's got my back. Call clickgranger.com or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
I was driving in my car and I smelled a number 5 with fries. Hadn't stopped for lunch, made me realize it was just my ride.
Oh no.
But with a new Febreze car, I got it under control.
Legendary teams now partners with 670 The Score, the new official play-by-play home for Bulls basketball on the radio.
And the middle of the left elbow jumper off, no, Bulls win, Bulls win, Bulls win.
Listen to every game here on Sports Radio 670 The Score, WSER in HD Chicago, WBMX HD2 Chicago, broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios.
The Score!
Scoreboard update.
And a pleasant good afternoon. 3 o'clock from the Chicago Wolves Hockey Update Studio. David Schuster with a scoreboard update. Did you know that since December, the Wolves are the hottest team in town, winning 14 games while only losing twice at the Allstate Arena? Catch the Wolves push to the playoffs. Visit ChicagoWolves.com for information. John Paxson of the Bulls joined Dan and Jason just a short while ago, and among other things, he talked about the reason behind starting Cristiano Felicio and David Nwaba.
The reason we're doing this right now is we want to see those two young players play with our three best players. We want to see if they fit. You know, we have decisions to make as an organization with our personnel going forward. The worst position you can put yourself in is where you really don't know what a player is.
Elsewhere in the NBA, the league has fined Dallas Mavericks owner Mark Cuban $600,000 for his comments on tanking. His biggest mistake, admitting it on record that his team is trying or hoping to lose games going forward. Turning to baseball, both the Cubs and the White Sox have set their starting rotations for their initial preseason games. The Cubs will go Friday through Sunday with Michael Roth, Eddie Butler, and Jen Hosang. Meanwhile, the White Sox Friday through Monday will go with Dylan Covey, Hector Santiago, Jordan Guerrero, and Michael Kopech. Also in baseball, Tampa Bay signs outfielder Carlos Gomez 1 year, $4 million plus incentives. And pro football, Philadelphia wide receiver Alshon Jeffrey, he had successful surgery today to repair a torn rotator cuff. Looking to save money on your Medicare Part D prescriptions as a preferred pharmacy, Walgreens offers copays as low as $0 on Tier 1 generics on select plans. Switch your prescriptions and start saving today. Walgreens, trusted since 1901. This scoreboard update brought to you by Monster Jam. Returning to Rosemont, Chicago, they're ready to tear it up at the Allstate Arena from March 2nd through March 5th. I'm David Schuster, and you are listening to Chicago's number one ranked sports station and the new radio home of the Bulls. Our next broadcast tomorrow when the Bulls take on the Sixers, and it kicks off with Steve Cashel's pregame show starting at 6:45, all right here on 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by Vasectomy Clinics of Chicago.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff, afternoons on The Score.
The quest for the crown is underway, and Edney with the left hand over to Bailey. In the corner, O'Bannon. Bruins with a three.
Now he's had a game with seven, so he's off to a good start.
Ed, Senior, and Madeline. O'Bannon able to smile as they look at the clock. This is what team play is all about. There was a wizard in the stands and some magic on the floor. Jim Herrick and UCLA can hang a banner in Westwood.
Bernstein and Goff on 670 The Score.
Got a little problem.
You're hanging for a little while.
You're hanging for a second or two. Welcome back to the Bernstein and Goff Show here on 670 The Score, 670thescore.com, and watch 670thescore.com. You can also jump on our live chat, our stream on Facebook Live. Make sure you share it and like it and do all those things. Dan, we have not just a collegiate champion, but a legend for the wrong reasons for a video gamer like myself.
Oh, so it's personal. Yeah, you're the real victim
personal.
Here.
This is personal because I know Ed O'Bannon had to get his money and he did some great things for, you know, athletes and the student athletes, you know, after him and before him. But damn it, Ed, you are the reason why I don't have an NCAA college football video game to play to this day. And I just want to let you know that I enjoyed your collegiate career, but every time I look at Best Buy, I'm waiting for NCAA football 2018 or Coach K college basketball to be out, and I think, damn, Ed O'Bannon got us.
Well, get in line.
How you doing, man? How's everything?
Everything is great, thank you.
So,
appreciate you guys having me on.
I remember seeing you on Real Time. On Real Sports, I should say, with Brian Gumbel talking about this case. And for the people that don't know, give them some background as to, you know, why Ed O'Bannon became famous again. You were at someone's house and saw someone playing a video game with your number 31 and said, hey, I'm not getting any money off of this.
But what happened was when I saw my likeness, I enjoyed it. I loved it. I thought it was cool. You know, it was one of those things where, it was an easy day. It wasn't a big deal. We laughed about it. Even the guy who I was with, he said, hey, we paid $60 and you didn't get paid for it. I thought it was funny. But then at the same time, I kind of came to a realization that, look, you know, I'm in my mid-30s, and they're still making money off of me, or off my face. And so I kind of just put it in my back pocket. You know, that's just how the system works. And then a couple weeks later, Sonny Vaccaro gave me a call. A good friend of mine and mentor gave me a call with, you know, the his plans on suing the NCAA. I let him know what I saw, and we kind of put our heads together and came up with our lawsuit. You know, it's not something that I just really wanted to do, but the opportunity presented itself. I felt like enough talking had been done. We need to take action. And that's why I did what I did.
Ed O'Bannon has a book out. It's called Court Justice, The Inside Story of My Battle Against the NCAA, written with Michael McCann. It's funny you mentioned Sonny Vaccaro because I've been doing this a long time, and you know, even I was seeing it from the inside when I was a student at Duke in the late 80s and early 90s, and I've come full circle. Well, not maybe 180 degrees is would be a more apt way of saying it, where I know who the real villain is now. And I used to think, ooh, there's that evil Jerry Tarkanian and this rogue program, and look what he's doing with these players. But you know what? After talking to Greg Anthony and after hearing stuff that you've said, seeing it from the inside and seeing what a cartel this has become and understanding it now, I can't stand the NCAA. I get sick to my stomach thinking about this cartel that exists on the backs of free labor and has been able then to police schools selectively in a way just to protect itself. Why does the NCAA still exist in the form that it does?
That is a great question, and one of the big myths, I guess, of today. Why do they? We don't need them as college athletes. Certainly, as former athletes, I don't think the college game really needs the NCAA. Quite honestly, I think that the universities can come together, map out their own rules and regulations, police themselves or each other, and go about their merry way. The NCAA, to me, seems like they're just in the way. You know, they have these petty rules, and they seem to, you know, I don't know why everything that they say is gospel. You know, it's a mystery to me. But I've always felt that they're needless. They're almost insignificant, you know. And quite honestly, if the players got together and really got on the same page and talked amongst each other, they could actually do away with him just by threatening not to play. I'm not saying they should take action like that, but if it came down to it and they wanted to get rid of them or wanted Mark Emmert out of his position or whatever, they can take everything, you know, in their own hands. They can have their own future in their own hands.
Aside from a free-for-all open market, what constraints would you have in terms of student athletes and you know, the revenue-generating sports, the classes, you know, instead of going to school, pretending like you're going for this major, kind of things that are applicable to life as a player, or, you know, having financial literacy or business? What would you do if you were the czar of the new NCAA or the reformed NCAA to better prepare these players for life after basketball or life after football or life with a pro career?
Well, I think first and foremost, the players have to get on the same page and come together and talk to the NC2A if they're still involved. I would think that the players would like to control their likeness first and foremost. As far as the schedule is concerned, it's pretty hard. I mean, athletics and academics are run completely separate. And what I mean by that is a certain class might only be offered, at 3 o'clock when you have practice. Maybe basketball practice can be run, but see, I don't know that you would change the schedule, practice schedule, for one player in one class.
Right.
But
right.
These are questions I think individual programs would have to map out, because every player is different, and every different player would like to study their own thing, and maybe those classes aren't available when they have to practice or play or travel. So that's a hard one. But it is a problem that does exist, as college athletes.
The book is called Court Justice, The Inside Story of My Battle Against the NCAA. We are talking to Ed O'Bannon here on the Bernstein and Goff Show. What goes into that battle, the details, without giving away too much from the book?
Well, it's a battle. It's an uphill battle. It's one that I label it often as a marathon. It's a tedious one because there are so many rules and so many regulations that we would like to get changed. It's a battle personally that my family did not choose to be a part of. Therefore, I didn't talk specifically with my kids, my wife, of course, but with my kids, I didn't talk too much about, because I wanted to keep them away from it. They don't deserve or didn't ask to be a part of it. So, it was one that was, hard in that, opportunities presented themselves, coaching, as well as color commentating. Those blew away, which was to be expected. Those were some of the pros and cons that my wife and I weighed prior to accepting being the lead plaintiff. So, this book is a bit of it's an easy read, I think, is what I wanted. And it's got some, a little bit of humor to it, some pretty good stories, and then 12 points at the end that offer some type of solution if you're willing to listen.
Obviously, the timing will juxtapose it with March Madness and with the opportunity, the big moneymaker for the NCAA. And what I've noted increasingly is each year now, there are multiple media outlets that are reminding us in real time on social media and elsewhere of the boondoggle that the NCAA tournament is, and saying, look where all of this money is going. Look at all the money that is being gambled on this, and look at the economy that is enriching the pockets of the NCAA and some of the member schools, the shadow economy, all based on free labor. And when you start talking about solutions, I'm wondering, at some point, the best players who would otherwise be eligible to play in college need an alternative, either one that they figure out on their own or one that's presented to them. Is there any reasonable way, as we watch, again, this March circus unfold in front of us and these guys playing for dear old state, is there some way of saying, look, we are the players, we're going to have some ownership of whatever we do, and we're not going to be beholden to have to play basketball for you for free?
There is a solution, and I've said it a few times. Last time I talked about it, it's about a year ago. I think the players can just come together and say, look, we're not going to play, and then sit out. And a perfect example of that is the Missouri football team. I think it was a year ago or last season, not this past season, but the previous season, where something happened on campus. It escapes me the reason. But they came together and they planned on sitting out of a game for that weekend. Well, the problem got resolved, and they ended up playing. To my understanding, there was millions of dollars going to be made in that game. And so just the threat of them sitting out and missing that one game, I think it was a league game or a preseason. I don't even know which game it was. But, look, the threat of them sitting out and everybody losing money got the problem resolved. I hate to say it, but it's going to take some type of action like that, say, at the Final Four, for things to turn around for the players, the athletes, to eventually get what I feel, and it sounds like you guys feel, they deserve.
The book is called Court Justice, The Inside Story of My Battle Against the NCAA. Ed, thank you so much for your time. Hashtag forever George Zedek in my mind, man.
that's my man.
Be easy, Ed. Thank you.
All right, thanks, guys.
That is Ed O'Bannon, brought to you by Dell. Need help finding the right Dell PCs with Intel Core processors for your business? Call 1-877-BUY-DELL to talk to a Dell small business tech advisor. When we come back, we got to hear that Mark Cuban audio. It's a rough day for Mark Cuban. Not only is the
losing money,
the seedy history of the Dallas Mavericks being exposed in a long report and detailed report by Sports Illustrated, with issues in their organizational culture regarding women going all the way back to 1998. We're going to have the author of that original 1998 story, Richie Witt, on at 4 o'clock today. But before then, you're going to hear the comments in just a moment, actually, that got Mark Cuban fined $600,000 today by the NBA. Next on The Score.
Cubs fans.
That ball is gone.
Join The Score Spiegel and Parkin Show live from Cubs Spring Training at Mesa Sloan Park Monday through Wednesday from 9 a.m. to 1. Listen in as the guys talk to the biggest names from the Cubs organization.
Theo Epstein joins us.
Cubs manager Joe Maddon.
Cubs general manager Jed Hoyer.
Just wanted to see you guys in person. You know, I missed you.
Only on Sports Radio 670 The Score, the official radio home of the Chicago Cubs.
This is Jim Rome of the CBS Sports Minute, brought to you by Audible Audiobooks. Start a 30-day trial and your first one is free. Visit audible.com. Actress Kirstie Alley learned a very important lesson. Do not throw rocks at a sport that throws boulders for a living. Because she picked a fight with the wrong crew when she thumbed out the following 10 words on Twitter. I'm not trying to be mean, but curling is boring. Uh-oh! Because Curling Nation did not just come at Kirstie, the nation's curling team did. They got word of that tweet and they hopped on Twitter and they came out swinging. But nobody more so than Tyler George, who went next level with some absolute savagery. Quote, Diane greater than Rebecca. Fire! Fight over. Tyler George just murdered Kirstie Alley on Twitter. I'm Jim Rome.
Pontiac RV's annual preseason sale is February 23rd through the 25th. Camping season is just around the corner, and now is the time to save with over 300 RVs in stock. See new 2018 models, plus leftover 2017s at huge discounts. Over 30 brands from Coachmen, Keystone, Forest River, Tiffin Motorhomes, and more. The preseason sale at Pontiac RV. Interstate 55 at exit 201 in Pontiac.
Everything under the sun. Pontiac RV.
Hey, you excited for the winter win picks?
No, not that international winter sports competition. The Winter Wind Picks at Pottawatomie. This February, guess one special number and you'll win $25,000. Make your first pick all month long and play with your club card to earn more, up to three a day. Sure, skiing, sledding, and ice hockey are nice, but nothing beats cold, hard cash. Play Winter Wind Picks only at Pottawatomie Hotel and Casino. Visit paysbig.com/windpicks for more. Must be at least 21 years old and a Firekeepers Club member to play.
Did you get a tax refund? Time to get a new phone. Switch to Sprint and get a new Samsung GS8 for $8 per month or a Note 8 for $18 per month with Sprint Flex Lease. Hurry into your local Sprint store, visit Sprint.com/galaxy or call 1-800-SPRINT-1.
GS8, $23.25 per month credit. Note 8, $22 per month credit. Credits applied within two bills. Excludes tax with 18-month lease and new line. Early termination results from remaining balance due. Subject to credit and $30 activation fee. Restrictions apply.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins. Middays on The Score.
Vinny Goodwill joins us.
I think that team implodes from the inside.
Implodes from the inside?
Yeah, I do.
You're adding.
Well, we can't.
You're adding Tony Kukoc, who Michael Jordan and Scottie Pippen did not like, based off of Jerry Krause and the Olympics and everything else. That would not have created a great situation. And Scottie Pippen yearned to be the man, which was a costume he was not fit for.
At first, I was like, why would Bulls fans be mad at what you're saying right now? I was like, oh, that's what it is. He's going to re-legislate the 1994 NBA season.
Yes.
Okay. Well, fair enough. I didn't know that's why we were bringing you.
I
asked the question.
Danny Parkins, direct your hate to Danny Parkins.
I guess, man.
Spiegel and Parkins, 9 a.m. to 1 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Sleep Number presents a bedtime story.
You should lie down for this.
Okay.
We can get a Sleep Number bed.
Yeah.
The one that adjusts to our ideal comfort on both sides, our Sleep Number setting.
Yeah.
The one that allows me to gently lift your head when you snore.
Yeah.
Well, it lasts twice as long as a traditional mattress,
uh-huh,
but costs about the same.
Yes!
I know. Why are you still lying there? Let's go!
Does your bed do that? It's the final days of the Ultimate Sleep Number event. Save 50% on the Ultimate Limited Edition bed and Sunday. For more details and to find a store near you, go to sleepnumber.com.
Thanks for streaming The Score. We are Chicago's original and number one sports station. And of course, your official radio home of the Chicago Cubs, where in 2018, you'll hear Pat Hughes and Ron Coomer deliver more of this.
Swing a line drive down the left field line. Base hit, Cubs win. Anthony Rizzo with a game winner. High fly ball, deep right field. Get out, the tape measure, long gone. Kyle Schwarber's second home run of the game.
Bryant Flood to center his first time. Drives one in the air, deep left field, down the line. If it's fair, it's long gone. That ball is a fair ball. Home run. Russell drives one in the air to left field. If it's fair, it's going to leave the yard. That ball is a three-run homer. Addison Russell with a three-run home run.
Every Cubs game, spring training through the postseason, right here on Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's official radio home of the Chicago Cubs. Mully and Hanley talk Bulls mornings live at 5 on 670 The Score.
From Norm Van Leer to Jerry Sloan, I grew up with the Bulls. And now how about this? The Score is home to the Chicago Bulls. The Bulls have always been in my life, from the madhouse on Madison Street to today's rebuild. It's been a great journey, and it's going to be even more so right here on The Score.
Talk Bulls with Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's home for Bulls basketball.
Lender.
Need legal advice from a reputable attorney? Send questions you want answered to cbschicago.com/legal advice and look online for free Legal Fridays with Horwitz, Horwitz and Associates. That's cbschicago.com/legal advice.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all Chicago sports talk station, covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Thanks.
for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
And that was very interesting when Mark Helfrich was hired as the offensive coordinator. He's a guy that calls plays. And obviously they've done it in Philadelphia, and that should give you a little bit of hope watching what happened in the Super Bowl, because it means that the Bears have tapped into the right system.
Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Listen to the Lawrence Holmes Show, nights 6 to 10.
The Bears hire Brad Childress, and if you remember, that's the guy that I wanted them to hire. Now, I wanted them to hire him as offensive coordinator, but I'm good that he's going to be like the consigliere of Matt Nagy. That's what you want. Someone who has a history of coaching offense in the system and can help get your quarterback in the right spot. The other interesting parallel to me, looking at the Eagles with the Bears, is the running back situation. See, I think that they have their LeGarrette Blount, and I think they have their Clement. I think Howard and Cohen do that. They need someone in the middle. They need an Ajayi type. But when I was watching Clement go out there and do what he did, where he looked like the best mismatch that the Eagles had on the field, I kept thinking, that's stuff that Tariq Cohen can do.
Lawrence Holmes, nights 6 to 10 on Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station.
Ecuador.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
We made a decision back in June, to redefine what we were going to be. And we knew we needed to get younger. We wanted to get young players that we were high on, and we did that. We traded a great player in Jimmy Butler, and we got three pieces that we feel are building blocks for us.
John Paxson joined the Bernstein and Goff show. It was good to make that on-air contact once again. And the fact is, I always, when I was working with the Bulls and around the Bulls when John was an assistant coach, always had a really good working relationship with him, always very easygoing. But like, and when I mentioned that to him at the end, like things got kind of dark with the Bulls. He's got super heavy.
He was part of it.
That's why I said, I wrote about him being Prince Hamlet, like just like seeming always like the weight of the world is on his shoulders, you know, seeing ghosts as he wanders the windswept ramparts. And it does seem, a couple things that I take from that, it does seem to me like Gar Forman's role has lessened. I don't know, whatever they want to say about how it's a team effort and all that, and who's on the road, if you're on the road.
Even though they've extended him.
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
If you're on the road,
that's why I asked.
You're not in the office.
Yeah.
It sounds. What I mean is, where those discussions are being had in those hallways, and at the lunch or wherever everybody is, if you're the guy on the road, you don't matter as much in some of what's going on. And I don't know if it just so happened that I don't think that they sort of walked in and said, this is an official demotion, but it does seem to me, however you want to phrase it, that because of where he is and because of the way these dynamics work, that Gar Forman is playing a lesser role with the Bulls. That's one of my takeaways from it.
Yeah. John Paxson is a grown man, and he's been around this organization for a very long time. And the things that he said during that interview, some of them I found questionable because, you know, he talked about how they had lost their way. Well, I mean, you were part of that losing your way.
Yes.
John Paxson has been with this organization for a very long time. A very long time. And no matter how contentious or you know, aggressive he wants to come off in the interview, I understand it. I wouldn't be happy with, you know, having to answer questions about Doug McDermott and Pau Gasol either. I wouldn't be happy about having to answer questions about Cam Payne. I wish we had 20 more minutes with him because...
How about having to see Joe Cowley every day?
Well, I mean...
Think what that does to you to shorten your life expectancy.
Well, that's just... I mean, there's a certain amount of handsome that one person can have, and then there's what Joe Cowley has. Shout out to you, White Lightning.
Which is not enough.
But listen, if he thinks... It's funny because I don't like people telling me what my job is.
Right.
And when we start off the conversation.
I understand why you bristled at that because I did too, like, what he said.
I don't like people telling me what my job is, to celebrate champions.
Mm-hmm.
You've had 14 years to develop one. There was a time before Derrick Rose and a time after Derrick Rose. And that's all I was stating. And I think it got across in that way. you know, they've made mistakes. They've made missteps. Yes, and that's what teams that have made those mistakes want to do, is only talk about the future. But that's not what happens here. We have questions. And this is what happens when you only come around once every 5 or 6 years. I'm not joking about that. I mean, this show, and hell, this time slot, whatever the case may be, he may not have a problem with you. He may have a problem with me. That's what it sounded like. Not going to stop me from doing my job. This question is to be asked in a professional manner. I think that came off that way. And we move forward. I will celebrate the Bulls. And I have since draft night. I thought that they've done a good job since draft night. But the fact that you had to turn something around, you know, Derrick Rose got hurt in 2012, if I'm not mistaken. 2011. That's 6 years ago.
So this was the House Call podcast with Dr. J, and it is Mavericks owner and Shark Tank shark Mark Cuban talking about their plans for the remainder of the season.
I just had dinner with a bunch of our guys the other night, mm-hmm. and here we are. We, you know, we weren't competing for the playoffs. I was like, look, losing is our best option. You know, Adam would hate hearing that. But at least I sat down and I explained it to him. And I explained what our plans were going to be this summer, that we're not going to tank again. This is like a year and a half of tanking, and that was too brutal for me.
Yeah.
So we're going to go after it.
That's a hard conversation.
But being transparent, I think that's the key to being a quote-unquote player's owner and having stability, that you've got to communicate.
For that, Mark Cuban was fined $600,000 by Commissioner Adam Silver.
And this is because of previous comments and previous fines and previous run-ins with that position. This stems from a relationship that he had with David Stern as well. Mark Cuban has been public enemy number one when it comes to speaking out of turn, and that's why you get over $500,000 fine. Simple as that. You know, you see what happened to Magic Johnson when it comes to tampering.
Yep.
Those numbers are adding up. You keep doing it. You keep getting slapped on the hand. Now those slaps on the hand have become a ruler to the hand. And $600,000 is a lot of money, but Mark Cuban will make that back in a couple of ball games.
Scoreboard update.
It's 3:30 from the Chicago Wolves Hockey Update Studio. David Schuster with a scoreboard update. Did you know that since December, the Wolves are the hottest team in town, winning 14 games while only losing twice at the Allstate Arena? Catch the Wolves push to the playoffs. Visit ChicagoWolves.com for information. I guess sometimes it pays to keep your mouth shut. Example, Dallas Mavericks owner Mark Cuban, who today was fined, as these guys just made mention, $600,000 by the NBA for saying he wants his team to possibly lose some games the rest of the season so as to improve their draft chances. Now, $600,000 is the largest of his many fines over the years, but again, he's worth nearly $4 billion, so it doesn't hurt him maybe as much as maybe somebody else.
The equivalent of $28 average person.
That was a great tweet. Speaking of hurt, former Bears and current Eagle wide receiver Alshon Jeffrey, he played hurt all season with a torn rotator cuff that he suffered back in training camp, and today he had successful surgery to repair it. And back in basketball, College Variety will have the DePaul Villanova game tonight here on The Score, the pregame starting at 7:15. From weather to traffic and everything in between, you have enough things to worry about every day. Insurance shouldn't be one of them. You can leave worry behind when Liberty stands with you. Liberty stands with you. Liberty Mutual Insurance. And this scoreboard update brought to you by the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer. Flu activity remains high for the U.S., with some areas still rising. Now is the time to prepare yourself with a thermometer you can trust. The number one way to tell if it is a cold or flu is by taking your temperature. The Exergen Temporal Scanner takes an accurate temperature in seconds and is backed by more than 70 clinical studies. I'm David Schuster, and you are listening to Chicago's number one ranked sports station and the new radio home of the Bulls. Our next broadcast tomorrow, the Bulls and the Sixers. It kicks off with Steve Cashel's pregame starting at 6:45. All right here on 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Shoot, thank you. If you still want to be a part of the 2018 Charity Poker Championship that is going to take place tomorrow night at Montgomery Club at 500 West Superior Street, you have until 5 o'clock today to register online. We are going to end online registration at 5 o'clock today so we can get everything counted up, and the late rush is on. So We are looking at the possibility of maybe being able to squeeze in a table for extra walk-ins, but as we are adding spectators too, we've got to be mindful of traffic patterns in the room, etc. So your best bet, if you've been thinking about it, you forgot, you say, oh my God, I forgot to register. Look, we should still be able to accommodate you, as, and we know we can do it online unless something crazy happens, but we'll make it work. Go to camponestep.org. You have until 5 o'clock today, camponestep.org, or if you want the link, you can go to the pinned tweet on my Twitter page, at Dan_Bernstein. The Charity Poker Championship is going to send the winner to the World Series of Poker main event in Las Vegas. It's going to have prizes for everybody who makes our final table, and there's so much else going on. We've got our Stock the Bar raffle happening. We have fabulous Gibson's food that is going to be there. We've got top-shelf booze, and we've got a party that is going to be a poker event to help kids who have cancer and leukemia via all of our Camp One Step programs and everything we do to make sure they can experience the simple joys of childhood as they go through what they go through at every step of their lives. We don't want to say no to any kids. We want to make sure that if a kid wants to go to camp, yeah, it's $1,000 to send a kid with cancer to our camp for a week. But you know what? We're going to find that $1,000, and we're going to make sure that we can bring every kid we possibly can from any one of these children's hospitals as they're recovering and can say, hey, look, you're going to be at camp this summer, and keep that in your mind. Or you're going to go to winter camp, or you're going to go skiing in Utah, or you are going to go on one of our advocacy trips, or you're going to go on a horseback overnight. All of these things that we do. We even have a day camp now that we're starting in the city to get some kids into our program who might not be ready to do the overnight thing. We've expanded all of the programs to help as many kids as we can. So come play poker tomorrow night. It's going to be a blast. We're going to send a winner out to Vegas to maybe make millions. It's a $10,000 value seat. It's fun, Texas Hold'em. Oh, and our celebrity bounties. Want to knock out Danny Parkins? Knock him out. Want to knock out Matt Spiegel? Want to knock out Lawrence Holmes? You can do that. Also, Richard Roper, Marley Caden, Randy Flagler from Chicago Fire. We've got a room full of people. You get an extra special prize if you knock out any of our celebrity bounties. So go until 5 o'clock. You have that opportunity to go to camponestep.org. Thank you. Look forward to seeing you tomorrow night. Here's John in Aurora on the score. Hi, John.
Good afternoon, guys. As a Bulls fan, I listen to John Paxson talk, if not you, other people, and doing interviews. He always seems like when he gets put in that corner and asks those questions that, you know, he doesn't like. He sounds like he gets very irritated, or he just, like, talks down to you guys when you guys are just telling the truth about what he's been doing and what the Bulls organization has done as a whole.
Yeah, I mean, he's a different kind of personality. He's always been, you know, a rugged, aggressive. I mean, that's the kind of player he was.
Played, yep.
Yeah, so I don't expect anything different. And in the end, it's just business. It's nothing personal. That's how I see it. Mm-hmm. I know things about that organization. I don't think I've spoken out of turn on anything. There's a lot of things that they have done that I've talked about on these airwaves and on radio shows, and that's it. And if they think that I have lied about anything, feel free to state the case.
Yeah, you're right here.
Yeah. So I'm very easy to find. We're very easy to find. We have conversations. Sometimes things go a little awry. You get it back on track. I mean, when I asked him about comparing errors, I knew what time it was from Jump Street. You know, he wasn't very happy with that question. All right, we move on. We move on to more important stuff. Interviews are going to be done, man. I mean, in the end, you want to get the most information or the best entertainment value out of an interview. You get 12 to 20 minutes with these guys, you keep it moving. Some people get them more. Hopefully we'll get John again. If we don't, I'm good too. I mean, we haven't talked to him in a while. You know, he's a very busy man, whatever the case may be. He talks to other shows.
He spent a long time with us today.
Yeah. He was on for what, 20 minutes? Something like that?
25,
18 minutes? 25 minutes? Yeah. Okay. All right. So there it is. For all of you that missed it, you'll be able to podcast it, or you might hear it in the 5 o'clock hour as well.
Bring back a chunk of some of that stuff.
It's
why
never,
not?
It's never, see, I, check it out, the text messages. They think that, listen, you got to stop watching these ESPN shows
where you declare a winner and a loser to every interaction.
There's nothing, nobody's going to throw hands. So in the end, this is all about interviewing. It's not personal in the least. If the Bulls under John Paxson would have won two or three championships or were a contender every single year, you couldn't say anything but that. But they haven't been. the Bulls. He's overseen three rebuilds now. I don't think that would happen in any other NBA franchise because of the relationship that he and Jerry Reinsdorf and now Michael Reinsdorf have.
This segment brought to you by Tomorrow Sleep. Want an awesome night's sleep? Try a new Tomorrow hybrid mattress designed by sleep experts at Serta Simmons. Use code DRIVE for $125 off at tomorrowsleep.com. And in other news, I've got a list. I'm always making lists, and I'm going to have you...
You notice this list, huh? I'm always making lists.
I'm going to have you tell me what that list is, and I also have an opportunity for the Cubs.
You have an opportunity for the Cubs?
I've identified an opportunity for the Cubs.
Oh, you've identified one.
Oh, right. I'm not offering them one.
I'm just saying.
I just saw some news that I haven't
seen your portfolio lately. I didn't know you had certain things.
I've found an opportunity for them.
All right. And other news coming up right here on the Bernstein and Golf Show. You listen to 670 The Score.
Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins. Middays on The Score.
Like, the technology has made it easier to steal signs, so now that the catcher and the pitcher have to figure out ways to circumvent the technology, and that is slowing down the game. Shifts are slowing down the game. Mm-hmm. The number of bullpen specialization guys are slowing down the game. And baseball's trying to counteract the direction that the game is going.
Right. Spiegel and Parkins, 9 a.m. to 1 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
When the time comes when you have to buy or sell a home, you absolutely need an expert. Many agents dial back their marketing in winter, but smart agents know that people buy homes all year round. Amy Kite is a smart agent and markets your home better. She spends thousands of dollars every single month, even the ones where snow is on the ground and it's cold and people don't want to walk around. She does all that in the winter months to sell your home. Call the agent I would trust to sell my home. That's Amy Kite of Keller Williams Infinity Realty. Here's a story about Amy. Carly saw the power of Amy Kite's marketing program when she hired Amy to sell her home. Amy brought 10 showings in just 4 days, which led to two competing offers. Carly couldn't have asked for a better outcome. No one else sells homes in Chicagoland like Amy Kite. With Amy Kite of Keller Williams Infinity, you sit down, you set a price and a deadline. If your home isn't sold by that deadline, Amy can buy your home. Or if you prefer to rent out your place, Amy has a property management company that can handle that for you as well. That's the Amy Kite guarantee I've been telling you about. And if you're worried about coverage, don't worry. She's got you. She works in 8 counties in Chicagoland and has you covered all over the place. Call the realtor who I trust, the realtor who I know, the realtor who I would put my name on. That's Amy Kite. 847-877-9881 is the phone number. That's 847-877-9881, or amywillsellyourhome.com, and start packing today.
Just in time for the auto show. It's lights, camera, savings at Sunrise Chevrolet. Get a new 2018 Chevy Equinox LT with 0% financing for 60 months. Or drive away in a new 2018 Chevy Silverado and save over $10,000 off MSRP. Choose from over 300 new Chevys, all with special one-time only auto show incentives. Visit SunriseChevrolet.com today. Sunrise Chevrolet in Glendale Heights.
The bright way to buy.
To qualified buyers, $1,667 per month per $1,000 finance. Savings on select new Silverado. See dealer for all details. Find new roads.
Did you get a tax refund? Time to get a new phone. Switch to Sprint and get a new Samsung GS8 for $8 per month or a Note 8 for $18 per month with Sprint Flex Lease. Hurry into your local Sprint store, visit Sprint.com/galaxy, or call 1-800-SPRINT-1.
GS8, $23.25 per month credit. Note 8, $22 per month credit. Credits applied within 2 bills. Excludes tax with 18-month lease and new line. Early termination results from remaining balance due. Subject to credit and $30 activation fee. Restrictions apply.
Introducing McDonald's new $1-$2-$3 menu with favorites for $1, $2, or $3, like the McChicken, the Bacon McDouble, the Happy Meal, and...
A weekend getaway with the husband and kids?
No. But the $1-$2-$3 menu could help you save for one.
Especially if we leave the kids at home.
With Grandma, of course.
Oh, yeah.
Build whatever meal you want with favorites on McDonald's new $1-$2-$3 menu. Prices and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
The man himself, Rick Hahn, the White Sox Vice President and General Manager. Good morning, Rick. How are you?
Doing well, guys. Certainly this first year plus has gone pretty well, according to plan, and has created a lot of optimism. But we know we've got a lot of work to do still.
In your own mind, do you have an idea of where you need to be after a year and a half or 2 years of this?
We did. You know, it'd be... foolish to say we absolutely had to be at point X after this amount of time, but we did know that there were certain milestones along the way, and certainly we knew that first phase was going to be a talent accumulation phase. We didn't know if it was going to last simply a year or two sure quite how long it was going to take to get the organization in a position where you could at least look through the system and rationally or objectively project potential championship players at each position.
Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Listen to the Lawrence Holmes Show, nights 6 to 10.
I actually think that there are some interesting parallels between what the Eagles have done and what the Bears can do. This is not a guarantee that this is going to work, but there were some things while I was watching yesterday and while I've been watching the Eagles in the playoffs that I walk away being more encouraged than discouraged about what they can be. I think that when you look at their quarterbacking situation, you're looking at a position that is being coached up by three really good offensive coaches. Quarterback coach John DeFilippo, who we're hearing now is starting to, maybe he might end up going to be the OC in Minnesota. And I look at the Bears coaching staff and hope that they can do the same. I don't know if they can.
Lawrence Holmes, nights 6 to 10 on Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station. And save some green.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score
and 670thescore.com.
Chicago Sports Station.
Crime wave in Gotham. Other breaking news. Water. Wet.
People lined up to get their hands on the new Air Jordans.
People got their babies out here. It's cold. What if your child get ammonia for a pair of shoes?
Fire was coming everywhere. Arcing, sparking, blowing up.
Also, in other news,
eyewitnesses say the leprechaun only comes out at night.
Who else seen the leprechaun? Say yay! Yay!
Two 7-year-olds alone on the road.
I wanted to do hill rat stuff for my friend.
Anything to say about all this?
Roll Tide.
Roll Tide. A fan loyalty reference to the Alabama football team.
Back here live with my friend the zombie, Jonathan. You're looking good. Jonathan just got an awesome face paint job. What do you think?
I like turtles.
All right.
I don't know who's weirder, Jonathan or Bill Weddington. Welcome back to Another
News.
The
fact that Weddington's face was painted identically, I thought it was a little weird.
And that hat, too. Yeah. It's the Bernstein and Golf Show. This is In Other News. Dan, as a kid, I used to race home, just race home so I can catch the ACC tournament. And no, I'm telling you, man, it was fun for me.
So funny you say that.
It was the only tournament that really got me, you know, where I needed to be. Big Ten didn't have one at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like the soundtrack of my childhood is something's going to be missing from it. Because since 1982, Mike Patrick has been doing his thing. And now Mike Patrick brings to a close a very distinguished career. And I don't know if it was just the homespun sound or how authentically enthusiastic he was.
I used to love watching him run down from the broadcast nest at Cameron Indoor Stadium to go smoke as many cigarettes as he possibly could.
Dude, Mike Patrick was the man. Like I enjoyed every one of his calls and even the ones that he seemed. Is there such a thing as being corny enough to be cool?
Yeah, where you're like, absolutely.
Oh, I like this guy because of how corny he is. Mike Patrick, he's hanging him up. As a child, I loved the ACC tournament because of him and Dick Vitale, and then he started work with Jay Billis after that. But since 1982, that's a long time to be doing what he's done, and he's had an outstanding career.
I thought I liked the ACC tournament until senior year of college. You see, I was like, we're so into it, and we're leaving for spring break. Okay, here's what we're going to do spring break. We're going to go to the ACC tournament in Charlotte.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to watch all the games. We got tickets. We're going to see all the games. And then we'll drive down to Key West for the remainder of the week. And I'm like, okay. So we go there, and the first game was just, there's nobody there.
There's nobody.
And it was nobody was there. Yeah. And it was like NC State against, Georgia Tech or something like that. And I look at my roommate like, we should go to Key West now.
At
halftime of the first game, I said, what are we?
Hey, why are we at the concession stand?
I said, what are we doing here?
Right, there's booze and ladies waiting for us in Key West.
He's like, no, I got a better
idea. Probably more booze than
ladies. He's like, I got a better idea. Let's go to Dodgers spring training, and let's go to Yankees spring training, and then go to Key West. I'm like,
okay.
Anything to get us away from this basketball.
So we just left. So, literally, we after the first game, we left.
The voice of ACC tournament for me as a kid and Sunday Night Football on ESPN. Congratulations, Mike Patrick, on a terrific career.
I saw this in Variety. You know, for a while we've known that Sinclair Broadcast Group has been planning to buy up all of Tribune Media. The problem is that regulators aren't sure that they should own all of these stations. I know there have been a lot of nervous people over at WGN knowing that all of a sudden they're going to have the, you know, Boris Epstein moment and the Sebastian Gorka sports minute, right? That was going to pop up every once in a while. But here's the deal. According to Variety...
Cooking with Colin Faulkner.
According to Variety, Sinclair is going to sell WPIX-TV in New York and WGN-TV in Chicago. So Sinclair would buy Tribune, but then sell WGN. So, if I'm the Cubs, I want to know what you're selling it for and what the other offers are, because there, rather than this whole thing about trying to find a network or create a network, buy WGN. If you're the Cubs, buy it. Buy the whole damn thing.
Yeah, because you're still, you got GN America, right?
Well, they, yeah, you have that. Yeah. Their CLTV is part of this, too. I think that that's, but why wouldn't you at least consider
CLTV is only used for promotional appearances by one Dan Bernstein.
Well,
Father Dan Bernstein.
Yeah, actually. I did.
Don't ever put me on that group text again, by the way.
I looked like a priest.
I had a Capri Sun.
But wouldn't you?
Yeah, I mean, no, you make sense.
I don't know what the...
So this is what you're offering the Cubs.
I don't know what the number would be, but if you're Tom Ricketts, aren't you calling...
Big number.
Aren't you calling Dad and saying, hey...
How many times left?
Hi.
Like, how many times do you still have left to call Dad?
Soon enough, it's going to be his anyway.
Did you call Dad to get 600? 650?
I think it's done
cash?
Okay.
I know it's done okay, but
he's got some...
Hey, man. Like, can I go out of town?
It's not like he's going to say how that last one worked out.
True. Very true. Very true.
So, I just...
Cubs by GN is what you're saying.
Yeah. At least talk about it. At least just start thinking, you know, think big on this. Problem solved. If you own it, if you actually want to keep some of the news properties as part of it, but if you have it, you can then do whatever you want with your own programming and any, you know, your over the top stuff, however you want to do it, but that puts you in a completely different position.
When Pro Football Talk is not arguing with Greg Gabriel, they're putting out stories. We didn't get to this one yesterday.
Come see my house and my cars if they want to.
All right.
MC Florio doing
the West Virginia package.
So this is a story that we didn't get to yesterday. This is why Another News exists. Chicago Bears cornerback DeAndre Hall pleaded guilty to disorderly conduct and public intoxication stemming from an arrest in Cedar Falls, Iowa, following a bar fight last March. Via Patrick Finley of the Chicago Sun-Times, Hall pleaded to the misdemeanor charges on February 6th and received 6 months probation. Hall was arrested with a police report of the incident, claiming he spat in the faces of officers, refused to answer questions, and tried to escape from being tasered. I don't know about you, but I tried to escape from being tasered too, but hey, what are you going to do? Cornerback McKinton Dorliant was also arrested and pleaded guilty to interference with official acts. He received a year of probation for his plea. How many times are we going to have to tell professional athletes that have money, stop going back to the college that you were just at a year ago and partying? There's nothing
to
gain.
You look like a desperado.
Yeah, there's nothing. You are the dude in the IROC Z outside of high school. Just like, yeah, I know I graduated last year, but... look what trade school has gotten me. Like, that's who you are. And DeAndre, I don't know.
You're revving the engine.
Yeah, yeah. You got your gold chains out. You got your chest hair popping. You got your tracksuit on.
Why does it have to be Rex Chapman? Why are you going to put him out there like that?
No, that was Rex's getup. But hey.
Yeah, didn't he have the
IROC? The gold chain fits?
Yeah, remember he had the IROC?
Yeah, an IROC.
Where he changed it to IREX?
No. Did he really?
Yeah.
See, that's the thing. I don't know if that's badass or, you know, we just talked about corny to cool. I don't know if that's badass or lame. Like, IREX, that you roll up with the IREX car? Like, oh, it's Rex!
In all effect.
Right. But, yeah, this has to stop. Like, I even felt weird, and I haven't gone back to Evanston in a couple of years for a basketball game. I went back Friday, and I saw all my former classmates. I'm like, okay, this is weird. Like, that's high school. That's to watch a high school basketball game. That was against a rival. You going back to Northern Iowa? Like, you should be happy that you made it out of there. What are you doing, DeAndre?
What is this list?
Okay.
Ichiro Suzuki, Matt Holliday, Brandon Phillips, Melky Cabrera, baseball Johnny players. Peralta, Aaron Hill, Yunel Escobar, J.J. Hardy, Jason Wirth, Jose Bautista, Eric Ibar, Andre Ethier, Carlos Gonzalez, Adam Lind, Mark Reynolds, Mike Napoli, Stephen Drew, Ricky Weeks Jr., Neil Walker, Jonathan Lucroy, Carlos Ruiz, Seth Smith, Ben Revere, and John Jay. I had to remove two names from this list today. I had to remove the names Colby Rasmus and Carlos Gomez.
Guys who don't have jobs?
Correct. Colby Rasmus has a minor league deal. Carlos Gomez got a minor major league deal, meaning a small major league deal. But those are guys, not only are they position players who don't have jobs, they are position players with at least 850 major league hits who don't have jobs. I want to thank Whitley from Ravenswood for putting this list together.
Whitley!
And keeping an eye on it since December, actually, since mid-December.
He sent us the story.
And he has been tracking this for years, and he says that this season happens to put others that he's tracking. He thought last year was big. This year puts last year's to shame, where, I mean, Jonathan Lucroy is 31. John Jay, I think, is 31.
He was a hot trade item a couple of years ago,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, John Jay was a pretty good player for the Cubs and has that good setup that we know. But these, and some of these guys are done, and baseball every year decides some guys are done.
He's solid. He's got a nice setup.
Yep. John Jay described as having a nice setup. It is, what is it? His bright yellow.
Lime green Crocs and his thong.
Lime green Crocs.
Or Speedo. Was it a thong or a Speedo that he was wearing? For some reason, I'm thinking of Borat on the beach now, so I apologize.
And there's a couple other guys. Rajai Davis is on the list. Miguel Montero's on the list. They're in camps on minor league deals, but
could have been World Series hero, Rajai Davis.
This is what, and actually, the guy that scored what turned out to be drove in the game-winning run was Miguel Montero.
Yeah.
That mattered.
A lot of people are unemployed right now.
A lot of people who have been proven very good at baseball, teams are not interested because their own prospects are developing faster and they're less expensive and they're not going to pay more money for a player that other teams didn't want.
And they say jobs are being created in this country. Ha! Tell that to Miggy Montero and get offended by that if you choose to
He's
do so.
He's not from this country anyway.
He's Dan Burstein.
Those guys are illegals.
I'm Jason Goff. This is In Other News. We have a special guest coming up here at the top of the hour. It's a man that can say, I told you so.
Yeah, this was a guy that initially broke the story about Terdima Usery and the Dallas Mavericks and the internal investigation of his behavior 20 years ago. And it kind of broke again today via Sports Illustrated. But Richie Witt is going to join us next on The Score. That segment brought to you by Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer. Cold or flu? Fever is flu's trademark. The Exergen Temporal Scanner is the number one thermometer pediatricians recommend. Protect your family with the technology backed by over 70 clinical studies. Exergen.com.
It's not even news, really. It's just complete nonsense.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, you're listening to the voice of the Chicago sports fan for over 25 years. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Brought to you by your Chicago and Northwest Indiana Hyundai dealers. Come see how better drives us.
Ex-winter. I need a vacation. You know, the slush and the snow, the salt on your car. You can't really wear the shoes that you really like because you're worried about those getting messed up as well. You know what? You may have even started pricing trips out of town for a vacation. Perhaps your friends and family have mentioned getting away and where they'd like to go. And you know how much that's going to cost. To help you earn the extra cash you need so you can make your next vacation an extra special trip, sign up to drive with Uber. When you drive with Uber, you're your own boss. You earn extra cash on your schedule. Plus, when you drive with Uber, you can earn more every week with tipping. Riders can send you tips right from the app so you can add to your weekly earnings for the great service that you may offer, whether it's having an ice cold drink in the back or some mints or a nice clean car or some good conversation. Or if you're the Uber driver that doesn't say anything at all, people like that as well. I'm one of those people. There's no telling when you want to come or go. There's no calling in sick or having a scheduled time off. You take time off when you want to. And thanks to Uber's Instant Pay, you can cash out up to 5 times a day. Earn extra cash when it works for you for the things that matter to you, like that vacation. Sign up to drive with Uber today. Go to uber.com/drive now. That's uber.com/drive now. uber.com/drive now. Certain restrictions apply. See site for details.
The Starlight Lounge presents An Evening
with the Progressive Box.
Oh, what a great audience. Let's dim the lights for this next one. Nope, too much. Ah, there it is. Gotta get things just right. Like Progressive's Name Your Price tool. Tell us what you want to pay, and we help you find coverage options that fit your budget. And now, the mood is right. Wait, the lights are back on again. Trudy, can you? And now it's completely dark.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Thanks for streaming The Score.
Chicago's original and number one sports station. And, of course, your official radio home of the Cubs.
Where in 2018, you'll hear me, Pat Hughes.
And me, Ron Coomer, deliver all the excitement and action of Cubs baseball.
Swing a line drive down the left field line. Base hit. Cubs win. Anthony Rizzo with a game winner. High fly ball, deep right field. Get out the tape measure, long gone. Kyle Schwarber's second home run of the game.
Bryant flying to center his first time. Drives one in the air, deep left field, down the line. If it's fair, it's long gone. That ball is a fair ball, home run. Russell drives one in the air to left field. If it's fair, it's going to leave the yard. That ball is a three-run homer. Addison Russell with a three-run home run. Listen to every Cubs game right here on Sports Radio 670.